Hi, and welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz, and a program about San Francisco minstrel Clancy Hayes. I'm Dave Radlauer. In this hour, I'll be focusing on Clancy as a songwriter. We're going to hear about 10 of his original tunes, and I'll be speaking with one of his songwriting partners, Daphne King. Now, I've rooted around in Clancy's own personal tape library to come up with some never-previously-released recordings, such gems as a standard school broadcast of Hayes with Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Earl Hines. In addition to his own great songs, Clancy rescued quite a few tunes from obscurity, like this one, My Little Bimbo, Down on a Bamboo Isle.
Sailor Bill McCoy, he was a daring sailor boy, but his ship was wrecked a while on a Fiji Isle. And he led a savage life, and he hunted with a knife. He says, I'll tell you about it, but please don't tell my wife. Now I've got a bimbo down on a bamboo isle. She's waiting there for me beneath that bamboo tree. Believe me, she's got the other bimbos beat a mile. She dances gaily, daily. She's got a shape like a ukulele. I'll build a bungalow on a bamboo isle. And when I go again, gonna stay a while. Now I've seen dancers, plenty of dancers, wear a string of beads. Give that gal a good jazz band, and boy, that's all she needs. That's all she wore was a great big friendly smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo isle. Stay a while. I've seen wrecks, plenty of wrecks, out on the stormy sea. But by heck, there never was a wreck like the wreck she made of me. 'Cause all she wore was a great big friendly smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo isle.
Delightful rendition. It was Clancy who rescued that song from obscurity, a hit in the year 1920, by Walter Donaldson. That recording from August 1964, Clancy Hayes with the original Salty Dogs of the Chicago area. Dave Radlauer, glad you could be with me for the continuation of this series, focusing on the work of Clancy Hayes, a fascinating character, a talented entertainer, a multi-instrumentalist, a composer, and a radio entertainer in the 1930s and 40s in San Francisco. Briefly again, Clancy's story, born in Caney, Kansas, near Parsons, Kansas, the seventh son of a seventh son, his father a musician. He worked in theaters and honky-tonks around the Middle West before he came to San Francisco in 1926 and went to work for the NBC Radio Network in San Francisco in 1928. He hooked up with Lou Waters and joined him for the original Yerba Buena Jazz Band, was instrumental in that organization. Worked, played, and sang briefly with Bunk Johnson when he visited San Francisco in about 1943-44, and was best known for his work with Bob Scobie in the 1950s. Also well known as a composer, his biggest hit, Huggin' and a Chalkin', made popular by Hoagy Carmichael. We'll be talking again with Peter Clute and with Clancy's writing partner from about 1948 to 1952, Daphne King. I'm pretty sure this is Bunk Johnson. You have to remember that Bunk visited San Francisco in 1944. Clancy was one of those heavily involved in the traditional jazz scene in San Francisco at the time. He was on the album that Bunk Johnson made with the Yerba Buena Jazz Band in 1943 or 44. Clancy Hayes played drums on the actual 78s and subsequent LP releases from Good Time Jazz. So this first one, I'm pretty certain, is Bunk Johnson on the 219 Blues, also known as Mamie's Blues. 219 Blues is not the same one that did appear. In fact, they actually recorded it and was released. This is from a live performance. It must have been a warm-up for the album or done about the same time as the album. For comparison, I will play from the Yerba Buena Jazz Band with Bunk Johnson their 1944 release of Ace in the Hole. In any case, let's hear the 219 Blues, Ace in the Hole. This is, I'm pretty sure, Bunk Johnson on trumpet on the first one. It may even be, it sounds a lot like Jack Teagarden even. Very possibly, this is one of the only recordings of Bunk Johnson and Jack Teagarden, possibly, together. The music of Clancy Hayes from his rare tape collection on Jazz Rhythm.
Stood on a corner with her feet just soaking wet. Her feet so wet. Stood on a corner with her feet just soaking wet. Her feet so wet. Begging each and every man that she met. If you can give a dollar, give me a lousy dime, boy. If you can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime, boy. Just want to feed that hungry man of mine. Thank you. too. Why, you can see them every day, strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the wonders they can do. You'll see wise guys and boosters, card sharps and crap shooters, they congregate around the metro pole. They wear those flashy ties and collars, but where they get their dollars, they've all got an ace down in the hole. Now some of them write to the old folks for coin, and that's their ace in the hole. While others have gas on that old tenderloin, and that's their ace in the hole. They'll tell you of money they've made and they've spent, but they never can find a bankroll. And their names would be mud like a chump dealing stud if they lost that old ace in the hole.
You're hearing Clancy Hayes' San Francisco Minstrel, part of an ongoing chronicle of West Coast jazz history as part of the award-winning Jazz Rhythm series. I'm Dave Radlauer, and thanks for being with me. In 1997, I spoke at length with the late Peter Clute, who knew Clancy well.
He was always billed as the voice of the South, and he started with KPO in San Francisco in 1928 or 29. And subsequently went to KGO and had his own shows. Everybody loved him. He's one of those unique individuals.
Yeah, it is my impression that he was unique and multi-talented. Now, he sang, he composed, and he played banjo.
He wrote his own radio scripts. He had one called The Tune Termites, which was himself and Glenn Hurlburt, who was a blind piano player, played in San Francisco for years. He wrote the script and played all the parts, and Hurlburt played the piano behind him.
If they don't like that, man, they don't like home cooking. That's like hitting the spot without even looking.
Well, thank you, Telford, for bragging on me, but 'twas the way you played that appealed to me. You sure dig me, Jazz, when you play that away. So there's one good kick for election day.
Say, that's right, this is election. Has you voted yet?
Why, you're doggone right. I was there, you bet. I set my alarm by Mr. Cadman's at dawning. I was the first one there, voted early this morning.
Well, there's something been worrying me. It ain't very comforting. What they all running for? Is they scared or something?
No, that's a different kind of running, like running a fever. When election time comes, they get busy as a beaver. They're just buzzing like flies round a molasses jug, trying to get the folks to elect them as the head bug. But that ain't for me, not where I belong. I just want to live. Why, that's the name of this song. I want to live just as long as you love me.
Well, that's the legendary Tune Termites, Clancy as Tommy Termite, and blind pianist Glenn Hurlburt as Telford Termite, who was not quite right. And those are rare transcriptions from the late 1930s. Thanks to Pete Clute for making those available. And thanks also for talking to us again about Clancy. Still ahead, we'll hear from Clancy's songwriting partner, Daphne King, hear some more rare broadcasts, and some recent recordings of Clancy's compositions by South Frisco Jazz Band and most recently from Bob Schultz and his Frisco Jazz Band. This is Dave Radlauer. Glad you could join me for the music of Clancy Hayes on Jazz Rhythm.
Clancy wrote a tune, I think it was in 45 or 46, called Huggin' and a Chalkin', which became very popular, and Hoagy Carmichael made a hit record of it.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabelle McGee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a ways and chalk a mark to see where you began. One day I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin'.
And that gave Clancy some notoriety, being the author.
Mm-hmm. And then it seems like Clancy had aspirations at some point to become a songwriter, to collect some royalties, to maybe have a wider success.
Well, I think after Huggin' and a Chalkin', he wrote another tune called Wedding Day. Then he and Daphne got together, and they wrote five or six tunes. You wouldn't call them all traditional jazz tunes. They were just pop tunes of the day. Especially at that time, you have to remember that traditional jazz as such wasn't called that. It was just another way of playing music. Clancy, you know, was on the air practically every day, sometimes more than once a day, in some capacity. He liked notoriety. He wanted to become known as a songwriter, and that was just part of his persona.
And the lifeblood of a musician is his popularity. Now, you spoke of him as a man of the South, yet it's my impression that he was born and raised in Kansas.
Yeah, well...
It's a border state, admittedly.
Well, that's just how he billed himself, as the voice of the South.
That was an actual moniker he used in publicity?
Yeah.
The voice of the South?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he used it as much as the radio station used it. And, of course, a lot of tunes and a lot of the music that Clancy liked came from the South. And being, like you say, a border state, a lot of the tunes went through there on their way north.
One of the tunes he seems to have composed, rehearsed and played quite a bit, was Parsons, Kansas Blues. Kind of a railroad feel to it.
Parsons, I think, is where he is actually from. There was the Katy line, which is in the song that runs through Parsons.
Ooh, got the Parsons, Kansas Blues. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Got the Parsons, Kansas Blues. I'm leaving early in the morning, ain't no time to lose. Stayed away such a long, long time, I never dreamed a gal would wait. Parsons, clear that middle aisle and let the home folks congregate. 'Cause when I get off to Katy, we'll keep an old, old day. Close it up behind me, Golden Gate, leave it on a midnight plane. Land in Kansas City, half past eight, there I catch a southbound train. I can't wait to catch a Katy, taking me home again. Memphis, Dallas, New Orleans, all the cities I've been through. Go and see a brother, you know what it means. You have the Parsons, Kansas. And when I get off the key, gonna burn my roving shoes.
As Peter said, the Parsons Kansas Blues makes reference to the Katy Line, the MKT, which is short for the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Railroad. The Katy ran from St. Louis and Kansas City, west into the Oklahoma Panhandle, and south into Texas, to Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and Galveston on the Gulf Coast. It hauled freight and passengers from about 1870 till it was purchased in 1988. Passenger lines included the Blue Bonnet, the Texas Special, and the Katy Flyer, the latter memorialized in Jay McShann's Roll On Katy. Clancy was raised in Parsons, which sprouted and grew with the railway. Its rail yards and repair shops were a hub of the line, not far from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Sedalia, and Joplin, Missouri, through which the Katy Line ran. Oh, well, excuse him. A rare historic belch from the never-issued private tapes of Clancy Hayes, his own Parsons, Kansas Blues, celebrating the Katy Railroad line that passed through his hometown of Parsons, Kansas. That's a jazz rhythm exclusive, personnel unknown, other than San Francisco minstrel Clancy Hayes on drums, singing, and sound effects. I'm Dave Radlauer bringing you jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Daphne King, Clancy's writing partner for several years around 1950, fondly recalls Clancy as a gifted writer of song lyrics. They worked together on some of Clancy's most durable numbers.
One in the Dixieland genre, Traveling Shoes. I started writing both the melody and the lyric, and I got stuck, badly stuck, and I couldn't get unstuck. So Clancy phoned, and I told him the problem I was having, and he said, let me have a look at it. And he came over, and 20 minutes later, it was all done. He had that kind of incredible ability. Genius, I guess you'd call it.
Traveling shoes, I've got news for you. We're taking off tomorrow at 10. I just got a note from a gal who wrote she'd love to see us again. Oh, traveling shoes, you've carried me over any weary mile. And you know the route, so don't give out for a little while. At the gate, I've got a permanent date with my honey, so sunny. And once more, I'll never stray from her door again. I'm coming home, and then traveling shoes, I'll be through with you. I'm setting up to settle right down, and I'm gonna lose those homeless blues back in my hometown. Out in old boy Oklahoma, I was stranded one fair night. Well, I set out for to see the town, and I met this awful sight. A young cowboy sitting on the curb, crying fit to die. Then he told to me this story, and I know he didn't lie. Said he rode to town that morning with a month's pay in his poke.
And though it's only 9 o'clock, he's sitting here dead broke. Said he went to seek refreshment in that swinging door saloon, where he met this pretty hostess. They were dancing mighty soon. Swinging door,
swinging door,
swinging door,
swinging door.
He said, young man, don't go through those swinging doors. You can whine 'em, you can dine 'em, and they'll steal your stick pin diamond, and they'll throw you through those swinging doors. Well, he asked her, would she join him? Yes, and would she care to dine? Then she winked at all the waiters, started in to order wine. Then she ordered up some oysters and a lobster thermidor. Said this champagne bottle's empty, better bring a couple more. Swinging door,
swinging door,
swinging door,
swinging door.
He said, young man, don't go through those swinging doors. Wine 'em, you can dine 'em, and they'll steal your stick pin diamond, and they'll throw you through those swinging doors. Lord, she must have sure been hungry, 'cause right then she ordered duck, some chops of roasted chicken too, and he knew he was stuck. 'Cause when he counted up his money, well, it come to only half. Then he laid it on the table, that's when she began to laugh. Swinging door,
swinging door,
swinging door,
swinging door.
She said, waiter, throw him through those swinging doors. So they grabbed him by the collar, and the place he sits his horse, and they throw him, yes, they tossed him, they flung him through those swinging doors. Out on the asphalt, they throw him through those swinging doors.
Showcasing the diverse skills of Clancy Hayes, that was a song he co-wrote with Daphne King, Swingin' Doors, that was based on a dream she had about a town called Oh Boy, Oklahoma, and was copyrighted in 1952. Before that, we heard Travelin' Shoes, Bob Schultz and his Frisco Jazz Band, from the CD of the same name, Travelin' Shoes, on Stomp Off. It's a Scobie-style band. Bob Schultz, cornet, and Wayne Jones, who was in the original Salty Dogs, on drums. This is Jazz Rhythm, a weekly celebration of the lore, culture, and history of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for this loving tribute to an American minstrel, folklorist, composer, singer, and all-round entertainer, Clancy Hayes. Yet to come, a standard school broadcast with Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden, Clancy's very last recording, and more delightful solos from the new CD, Clancy Hayes, Satchel of Song.
Sunday morning, and the sun was shining fine. The lady love of old Bill Bailey was a hanging close on the line, out in the yard and weeping hard. She married this being old breaker that took and throwed her down, mellering like a fruit fed calf with a big gang hanging around. To this crowd, she yells out loud, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? He cried the whole night long. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy evening I put you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I was to blame, baby. Ain't that a
home.